The Virginia Humanities event celebrates the partnership of folklife masters and their apprentices. The person who connects artisans with those who want to learn is John Lohman.
I am your state folklorist, and I started in 2001.
Back then, he hit the roads of Virginia in a Chevy Lumina to talk with tradition bearers, folk artists, and communities about what they wanted out of a folklife program.
What I kept hearing over and over again was people were very worried, or not worried, but concerned. You know, I'm really worried this thing's dying out. This thing's dying out. That thing's dying out. A lot of things are not dying out, but there's always that concern.
And that's how the apprenticeship program began 16 years ago.
Mr. Clyde.
John, how's it going?
Clyde Jenkins lives up in the Shenandoah Valley, Page County.
How long's your family been up there?
Early 1700s.
Jenkins lives in an old mountain homestead.
There's still clay and hog hair between the logs. And I live, for the most part, the way the old people did back in the mountains.
On his homestead, Jenkins and his family grow all sorts of food, but his specialty is apples.
Every year we graft 3,000 to 4,000 trees, and I have probably in excess of 350 varieties of apples.
Sitting in a chair surrounded by buckets of apple branches and small trees, Jenkins demonstrates the process of grafting.
Let me have a piece of rootstock, boys. Now, watch this.
Jenkins grabs clippers and a piece of rootstock and cuts the top bud off.
Just like that.
He then clips the other buds and asks the crowd to look carefully along the edge of the wood.
That's called the cambium. That is where the sap flows.
He takes a tapered piece with two buds and slides it into the newly carved wood.
And look how tight that fits. Letter perfect. You see that, ma'am?
Jenkins passes the new graft to one of his sons who tapes it, then seals it in wax. After the new trees are planted, it takes 3 to 4 years to produce apples. Jenkins, who currently has three apprentices, says the program means a lot to him.
It has given me the opportunity for these young people to learn and to see my crafts and the things I learned to do to be continued. They're not dying out. So this is very important.
One of the unique things about the Virginia Folklife program is that when it comes to music, the term folk goes beyond the typical bluegrass and string bands. One of the instruments highlighted in the apprenticeship program is popular in Vietnamese music.
I'm playing the monochord instrument. In Vietnam, we call Dang Bo.
Since she was 17, player Nam Phong Nguyen has been perfecting her craft.
It's the mirror of a human voice.
She and her husband say it's important to maintain and share these traditions.
Therefore, my wife is kind of trying to keep the traditional out here. You know, make sure that our children, maybe someone will play it and, you know, transfer it to all the generation.
Master artists such as Nguyen and Jenkins can have dedicated apprentices in either a one-on-one setting or in a group. Apprenticeships can last for up to 9 months or even longer. Since the Virginia Humanities program began in 2001, organizers say more than 150 apprenticeships have helped elevate Virginia's diverse culture and history. For Virginia Currents, I'm Ian Stewart.